Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title at Synetic.
My name is Ben Kunis, and I'm the managing director here at Synetic Theater.
Yeah, and we're talking because Romeo and Juliet is running now through March 24th. Thank you for doing this. And before we get to the all the details of who's playing who and all that fun stuff, but big picture in terms of it, today is Valentine's Day. And why? I mean, it's an obvious answer, but just so I have a soundbite, why is this Romeo and Juliet perfect for, if you want to bring your Valentine?
I mean, it's only the greatest love story of all time. Synetic Theater is we have done Romeo and Juliet. This version of Romeo and Juliet is a wordless performance of Romeo and Juliet done with our signature style. It's physical. It is beautiful. It is very symbolic and powerful. And it is an adventure to come in and watch it at our theater. You're going to watch great performances by spectacular actors. They move beautifully together. They perform beautifully together. You'll fall in love all over again. And it's no surprises at the end. Everyone knows the story, but you're going to have a great time. And we have a special event. Our Lovers and Friends event is today, Valentine's Day, this evening, starting before the show. Show's at 8 p.m. Lovers and Friends starts at 6:30 with a little wine tasting, a little dessert. And come check out our show. It's going to be an incredible time.
Cool. So if they do come out, if they hear this on WTOP today and then they come out to tonight's show, what is the Lovers and Friends? It's like in the lobby of Synetic Theater, and just go into it a little more. What it is.
All right. Here's the deal. Okay. Wednesday, February 14th, it's Valentine's Day from 6:30 PM to 7:30 PM. There's a Lovers and Friends pre-show reception in the lobby of Synetic Theater. That's to celebrate special folks in your life, whether you've got a date or a friend or just yourself. You can come chill with us right before the show. There's wine, there's desserts, some lovely music, and you just got to get a ticket to the show. And I guarantee that ticket's going to be well worth it because it's a beautiful show. We just had an incredible review in the Post. We've had incredible reviews from all the blogs around town for this show. It's a classic. It's one of our biggest hits of all time since 2008. We've been putting on this show on and off, and it is always good, and it's just as good this time as any other.
Awesome. Yes. So you answered my next question. I was going to ask how long you've been doing it, but you said so 2008 has been since this wordless adaptation, I guess, since 08.
That's correct. I actually played Romeo when we created it in 2008, and it was one of the a hallmark of my early career, and I had an incredible time doing it. It's a fantastic show. The music from it still plays in my ears sometimes. It's beautiful. And and yeah, like I said, you'll fall in love all over again.
Yeah, it's been nominated for 6 Helen Hayes Awards over the years and, great write-ups and reviews, like you said. So if you haven't seen it, everyone come check it out. All right, well, let's do a little bit of a deeper dive into the show itself then. Who plays our Romeo? Who plays our Juliet? And, not only list their names, but, why are they so good in those roles?
Well, we have two incredible performers playing Romeo and Juliet, respectively. Zana Gankuyag is our Romeo. He actually was one of our teen performers a long time ago and came up with this company and is an incredible dancer, an incredible performer. He's one of our favorites. He's a fan favorite here, and he really makes for quite the Romeo. I think everybody's going to love to watch him. And then Irinka Kafsadze, she is also one of our former teen performers. She's a longtime member of the company. She has been performing with us and performing. She's performed on Dancing with the Stars in Georgia. She has performed with Synetic. She worked out in LA. She's been all over the place, and she's an incredible, beautiful, passionate, just powerful performer. And I recommend not missing it because she's both of them together. The sparks fly.
Great. And obviously, I mean, most people at this point know Shakespeare's timeless tale, and
yeah,
we've read it in school, or have seen a million productions of it or whatever, or seen West Side Story or whatever incarnation. But how was it told without words? Because, so much of it is, wherefore art thou, Romeo, and all the famous lines. How is it done? What's the secret to doing it with movements or facial expressions? Like, paint a visual picture for me.
Well, we do things a little bit differently at Synetic, and this is indeed a production without words. It's set within the gears of a giant clock. We use dance, we use mime, we use acrobatics. There's some incredible fight sequences. There's you use everything available to you, original music, And between the music and the movement and the expressions, it's like, you know, you ever seen a silent film? You knew what was going on. You can come see what we do. And it's just all at another level. It's dance, it's acting, it's performance, it's movement. It's all of it in one.
And talk about some of the visuals that we'll see in terms of maybe like sets and costumes and, you know, the production elements we'll see.
Well, we have some really incredible sets and some really incredible costumes originally designed by Anastasia Symes. And she designed this incredible clock and all these gears that have been used to tell the story in this very archetypal and symbolic and powerful way. And the costumes have a very sort of elegant but steampunky feel to them. The lighting by Brian Allard is just incredible. There's some of the most striking images you will ever see on a stage, I promise, are at this show.
You're saying steampunky, and I see the, at least on the website, sort of the big logo image thing is a bunch, looks like a bunch of gears. How does that factor in?
Well, you're literally in amongst the gears. The gears are our props. The gears are our setting. Like I said, it's inside the clock. It's like a giant watchmaker. Romeo and Juliet is a tale about, you might say, a race against time. It's a timeless story, but it's all about how the time between these two lovers is running out. The pressure is on. The clock is ticking. And it's a very powerful and like high-strung kind of situation. There's not much time for this love to play out. And well, everybody knows how the story ends up, but it's a different way of seeing it. You'll never see anything like it.
I love the symbolism of the gears turning and the clock is running out on these star-crossed lovers. And it's what makes it so tragic, right? It's like, it seems so like faded from the very beginning. That's what makes it a masterpiece. You watch these two, you know, it can't help but end in tragedy. And you're just hoping until that last second that it won't. But of course that's the story.
That's tragedy for you.
Yep. Yep. All right, cool. I'm just trying to think, what else, is there anything else we could say about it? Oh, what sort of music are we hearing during? Because obviously without words, the music's going to play a huge part. So dote on that a little bit of, you know, like who wrote the music or, you know, what we hear.
Well, most of the music you hear in the show is original music composed by our resident composer, Konstantin Lortkipanidze. And he is, he's been with the company a long time. The sound is, it's like, you mix classical and some electronic music and a little bit of rock and roll kind of feeling in there. It all mixes together to create and mixed in with the sounds of clocks and time and wind. And there's an incredible sound design element to it as well. You're surrounded by a soundscape the entire time you're in the theater. And it that combined with the movements of the performer, it sort of envelops you. It's a very, it kind of carries you away into another world overall. And it's very powerful. It's just very different and very beautiful. But, you know, you'll get compared to like classical composers. There's Stravinsky and Radiohead mashed up together. And that's kind of the feel sometimes of this stuff. It's just, it's epic. It's technological. It's insightful and it's timeless. It feels like it's from another time and another world. And yet it's right there. It places you where you are every time.
Wow, Stravinsky and Radiohead. That's a mashup, man. I love it. All right, well, I guess just final seconds. Remind everyone how they actually get down to Synetic, you know, where you're located. And it's an area that is going to be booming in the next couple of years with a hockey and a basketball team potentially. But aren't you still in Crystal City?
That's right. We are here in National Landing right off the Crystal City Metro stop. We're right near the Metro stop. You can find us over at 1800 South Bell Street. We're right underneath the Marriott in Crystal City. And you can find tickets on www.synetictheater.org. That's the easiest place to find tickets. And come check us out. We'd love to have you.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.